BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Officials in Haiti say at least 800 people are now known to have been killed by Hurricane Matthew, which struck the country on Tuesday. The hurricane hit the country's southwestern peninsula, virtually destroying the main town, Jeremy, and tens of thousands of homes further south. The region remains largely cut off, with access possible only by helicopter or sea. Russia has indicated that it will block a French plan to halt the bloodshed in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The proposal calls for an immediate truce and an end to flights over the city by Russian and Syrian government warplanes. The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote on the plan on Saturday. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has accused Russia and the Syrian government of deliberately terrorizing civilians in Aleppo, saying the actions demand a war crimes investigation. Moscow described Mr. Kerry's accusations as unacceptable and outrageous. A diplomatic row has broken out between France and Poland after the cancellation of a $3.5 billion defence contract. The French president, François Hollande, called off a trip to Warsaw after Poland cancelled a deal to buy Airbus helicopters. President Barack Obama has ordered the lifting of all remaining US economic sanctions against Myanmar. Mr. Obama said that the country, formerly known as Burma, had made substantial advances to promote democracy that meant it no longer threatened America's national security. Police in northern India say a man from the lowest caste Dalit community has been beheaded for using a communal village flour mill. Soham Ram was accused by a schoolteacher in Tukarakund state of making the mill impure. The United Nations has repeated an appeal to the Ethiopian government to allow independent observers to visit two regions where there have been numerous protests over the last few months. Many people died at a religious festival there last Sunday. BBC News.